神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
What would the world be like today without families?
如果这个世界没有家庭会怎么样呢？
We're going to be talking to you about the family once again today.
今天我们要再谈谈我们的家庭关系。
Without families, life would have very little purpose or reason.
如果没有家庭的话，那么人的生命的这些意义就很少了。
Because each of us would be alone.
意思是说每一个人都是单独存在的
Alone emotionally
情绪是单独的
Alone physically
身体上也是个别的
We would know nothing of intimacy
然后就不懂得什么叫做亲密的关系
It would be a very empty existence
等于是一个很空虚的存在
That's why God made man and womanAnd families.
那就是为什么上帝创造男人、女人，然后设立了家庭。
As I said to you the last time, we study about everything except how to have a good family and raise good children.
上次我曾经提过，我们各种事情都会受到各种训练，但是呢，独独就是这个家庭里面的关系的这样的功课，从来没有人教我们。
We almost leave it to chance to see whether it'll be good or not.
好像我们就这样子，就让它偶然的去发生，看看怎么样再说。
That is really very foolish thinking, isn't it?
这样子是很愚昧的，不是吗？
As we look at families today, I want to talk to you about some things that can destroy our families.
今天我要谈一些因素会毁掉我们家庭的一些因素。
Many times a family is heading for real trouble because we don't understand the role of the relationship of husband and wife.
很多时候家庭里面产生的一些问题是发生在于个人比如说像丈夫跟妻子呢彼此不了解自己角色上面的一个功能。
Both are very important in the marriage process.
在家庭关系里面不管男女个别都是很重要的特别是在我们的过程当中都是很重要的。
As we said, the husband is the provider.
我们说过，先生丈夫是一个提供者。
In many modern marriages today, it's the wife that brings in more money than the husband.
可是这个摩登的时代呢，却很多妻子赚的比先生还要多钱。
Now this may not seem wrong.
或许这个没有什么错。
But sometimes it's very difficult on the man of the family to feel like he's not providing for his family.
但是对于男人心理上的感觉是我自己没有办法足够来提供给这个家人。
But the relationships go deeper than just finances.
当然人的关系不是只有在这经济方面的问题而已。
And we will talk about that a little later.
我们待会儿再来谈。
Another thing that will wreck a family...is a child-centered family.
除了角色上的混淆会毁掉家庭以外，还有就是以孩子为中心的家庭也会破坏家庭关系。
This is very difficult on the family and on the child also.
这个不但对于夫妻本身，对孩子都非常困难的。
Many times when there's only one child in the family, it becomes the center of the family.
特别是如果你只有一个孩子的话，那么这个孩子很容易就成为家里面的中心。
Actually, we should look at the family much like a team.
我们应该把家庭关系当作一个团队。
The husband and the wife is the captain of the team.
丈夫跟妻子是这个团队的一个队长。
The children are those that come in to work on the team.
而孩子们呢，是加进来的队员。
And when a child recognizes that they have responsibilities and that everything is not on them, they learn some great principles.
所以这些孩子们，这些队员呢，就学习到他们有一些责任，要在这个团队里面来负责。那么他们呢，就学到他们的这种能力。
Actually, a child-centered parenting is when one of the parents turns from the husband or the wife and puts their attention and their love on that one child.
所谓的以孩子为中心的家庭，就是或是丈夫或是妻子把他的感情情绪整个焦点转向他的孩子的时候呢，那么这个就是以孩子为中心。
Everything done for them.
When 不管什么都为孩子做。
When they want it done.
他们要做的时候就为他们做。
Everything is their thoughts, your thoughts are centered on them.
所有你的想法都放在孩子的身上。
Until they become self-centered in themselves.
以至于这个孩子变成非常自我中心的人。
And of course this makes for much unhappiness.
这样子的话是一个不快乐的。
There is no way then that the discipline process can be given to your child.
这样的话也很难去管教来规范你的孩子。
And a child must know the boundaries of a family.
孩子需要知道家庭里面的规范。
A child must understand how far it can go.
孩子必须要知道到底自己能够有多少自由。
Because you're making that child into an adult that must live in life.
如果你要训练的孩子成为大人，长大成人的话，他们以后是要面对人生的。
20 years will soon pass.
二十年很快就过去了。
When it is no longer a child.
已经不再是孩子了。
And many times that child-centered child becomes one that is very rebellious.
而那个以他为中心的那个孩子呢，通常会转成非常的叛逆性。
Very selfish.
非常自私。
They bring very little happiness to their parents.
他们带给他们父母呢，不是快乐。
Their demands are great.
他们对父母是很强硬的。
This type of child never really can bring themselves into society and really be a success.
这样子的孩子到了社会中以后呢，是很难去面对别人，而且很难成功的。
So it's very harmful for the marriage itself, and it's very harmful for the child.
所以孩子为中心的话，对夫妻的关系有伤害，而且对孩子自己也有伤害。
Let's look at something else that can hurt a marriage relationship.
我们再来看看还有什么会伤害婚姻的呢？
We said last week that God spoke to man, and one of the first commandments he said was that you must leave your fathers and mothers and cleave to your wife.
那我们提到圣经里面上帝对于婚姻制度的一个吩咐，就是男女个人要离开自己的父母，然后彼此联合。
Now that does not mean we turn from our parents. Or we disobey our parents? No, not at all.
这个意思不是说呢，我们要离弃我们的父母，或者是不要顺服我们的父母。
We love our parents.
我们要爱我们的父母。
We honor our parents.
我们要尊荣我们的父母。
We care about them as they get older.
他们越年纪越大，你要越关心他们。
We even watch for their needs.
你甚至要看看他们有什么需要。
But in a marriage relationship, the wife or husband must come first.
但是以婚姻的关系来提的话，那么夫妻一定是在排位第一个。
how difficult it is when a husband will not listen or communicate with his wife, but will only do what his mother tells him.
如果一个先生只听妈妈的，而不跟太太沟通的话，那这样的关系就不好了。
This brings alienation or hurt to the wife.
这样子对太太是一种伤害。
And then there's nothing but conflict in the home.
而且呢，带来家里的冲突。
Something even worse than that,
有时候比这更糟的是,
is when a man marries a woman and then the parents disagree and makes him divorce her.
有更糟的是怎么样呢?就是父母亲呢,不喜欢,不同意这个媳妇儿,所以呢,就劝着或者是强迫儿子离婚。
You see, marriage is for life.
婚姻是一辈子的。
God and His Word tells us that when men and women are married, they should not separate.
神的话告诉我们，当男女结婚的时候，不能分开。
It isn't so easily thrown over.
很容易这样，如果这样的话，我们就很容易啊分开了。
It brings hurts and scars to everyone.
会有伤害，而且呢，对彼此都会有一些芥蒂。
So we have to recognize then that built within the human race, God has put something there that has joined man and woman together.
所以记得，当夫妻男女在一起的时候，他们是紧紧的彼此的连接在一起的。
Another thing that can hurt relationships is our attitude toward our daughter-in-laws and son-in-law.
另外一个会伤害我们的婚姻关系的是婆婆对媳妇或者是岳母对女婿。
I understand that it may not be easy to love someone who has come into your family from the outside.
我当然知道我们不是很容易去爱那些从外来加进来家庭里面的成员。
You see, your son has been so used to a motherthat has cooked his meals, taken care of him, watched over him, and has just been everything he's needed.
儿子已经很习惯什么事情，不管是吃饭、饮食、起居呢、穿着，都是妈妈来帮他做。
He marries a young woman who probably has been studying maybe a good portion of her life.
之后他结婚，跟一个年轻的女孩结婚之后呢，这个女孩子或许她整辈子啊都是在念书。
Who doesn't know how to cook as good as his mother does?
这个媳妇或许不晓得该怎么样啊煮饭，而且呢煮起来呢不是像婆婆那么好吃。
That doesn't have the experience that she has.
她还没有很多经验。
And that daughter-in-law feels it very strongly.
然后媳妇就感觉到婆婆对她的这些做家事上面的不满。
Blessed is the mother-in-law that can help her daughter-in-law through this time and make her.An experienced wife.
如果有婆婆愿意好好的帮助陪着这个媳妇来做这些事情的话，让他们学习，那就很有福气了。
A mother doesn't have to fear losing her son's love.
母亲们不需要感觉好像你儿子结婚就是好像你失掉了你的儿子。
For there is no love exactly like a mother and a son or a mother.And a daughter.
绝对没有任何一种爱可以来取代母子或母女的关系。
We always have our place.
你总是有你的位置的。
That's why you don't need to fear that.
所以不用这样子害怕。
And if you can make a relationship with your daughter-in-law or your son-in-law, it will mean that you have added a daughter or a son to your life.
如果你懂得怎么样跟你的媳妇或女婿来建立更好的关系的话，那意思说你又多得了一个女儿或多得了一个儿子。
How wonderful it is to be able to enjoy one another.
如果可以彼此享受，不是很好吗？
To be able to communicate and talk with one another.
彼此交谈，彼此谈心。
To enjoy being together.
好好的享受在一起的时间。
Isn't that far more appealing than having arguments and fusses and disagreements and hatred?
这不是比那些冲突，然后矛盾、争执、彼此不同意，这样子彼此不愉快更好吗？
No one really, really, gets anything out of bitterness.
当彼此都有一些不舒服的疙瘩的时候呢，大家心里都不好受。
I know a man who his daughter married and he did not like the son-in-law.
我知道有一个人呢，他的女儿结婚了，然后他不喜欢他的女婿。
Now he had loved his daughter and been close to her. But when she married this man, he became very upset.
本来这个妇女是关系很好的，但是当这个女儿嫁出去的时候呢，这个爸爸对他的女婿却态度非常不好。
He would have nothing to do with the man.
他不想跟女婿交谈。
And he stopped talking to his daughter.
连女儿都不跟他讲话了。
He just ignored her.
就把女儿跟女婿呢冷落掉了。
In just a matter of months, she had an accident and was killed.
后来女儿在一次的意外中呢就去世了。
How that father grieved.
这样的父亲对于自己女儿的丧命，你看存了多少难过呢？
His daughter died, one that he did love, and because of this some stubbornness within him, he let her die with theenmity and bitterness between them.
本来是自己所爱的女儿，竟然因为她嫁出去了而失去跟她的这种爱的关系，以至于在她离世的时候就存着这样的一个记忆。
Do you know the one who fondly helped him and consoled him and stayed beside him? It was his son-in-law.
后来你知道是谁陪着她来经过这一段非常艰难的时间呢，是谁跟着他帮助他的呢？原来是他的女婿。
He learned to love him.
他已经学到怎么样爱他的岳父。
And to respect him.
而且也尊敬他。
What is a shame that he had to go through the tragedy of losing a daughter in this midst of bitterness?
为什么要到这种地步，已经碰到这样的一个很悲哀的事情，才认识到女婿的宝贝呢？
If we would put aside our own stubbornness and self-willed and allow relationships to grow together.
好不好？把自己的这种固执，还有这种自己的固执己见呢，把它割开，然后好好的建立关系。
These are the things that make the married life enjoyable.
那么这样对婚姻关系就会更好了。
Making families very real.
让家庭里面的那种关系是很真实的。
Their relationships very good.
非常好。
Sometimes we have to look at the selfishness of our heart.
有时候我们来看一看我们自己的自私。
Sometimes I have had those tell me, why I raised my children, I did everything for them, and now they don't pay any attention to me.
有的人呢就来告诉我说呢，我用尽了心思，用心良苦培养我的孩子，结果现在呢，他们都不管我了。
And I found out that their basic thinking was that when I have this child, someday this child will do for me.
原来这些父母呢，他们心里有这样的一个存心，就希望呢，他们所付出的，为对孩子所付出的，有一天可以他们可以报答他们。
If we could only understand that as parents, when our children love us, have a friendship and a relationship with us,The beauty of them caring for us is so different.
如果你可以了解的话，当孩子们跟你建立了非常美亲密的关系之后呢，那无疑是父母子女之间最美的一种享受。
This is what we should strive for.
那这是你要努力的。
Not to spoil our children, not to make them self-centered, but to make them understand through love to them and their love to us that we can make a beautiful family.
不要仅这样子来溺爱他们，或者是以他们为中心，后来又想要他们报答，就是要好好的建立他跟你之间享受你们彼此之间的关系。
Remember this, blessed is the father and the mother that can make a relationship of love with their son and daughter-in-law or their daughter and son-in-law.
如果父母亲跟子女之间或者是跟媳妇女婿之间可以建立很美的亲密的彼此的享受关系的话，那就有福了。
Now we want to look at a few principles today.
我们今天要来看看有几个原则。
And in these principles, we're going to see a better way that our families can live together.
那么这些原则会告诉你怎么样可以让我们的家庭关系更促进更好。
We have to understand what love is.
我们需要明白什么是爱。
Love is not a passion.
爱不是一种热情感觉而已。
You know, today, our young people look at the movies, read books, and listen to the singing songs, and they think that love is some kind of a passion, some kind of a fleshy thing.
今天这个年代的年轻人听一些流行歌或者是看一些影片，就以为爱就是那种卿卿我我的热情。
Now, we must understand that God designed the relationship of husband and wife because it was the first social relationship found in God's Word.
我们要记得上帝他创造婚姻，然后呢，这是他制定的第一个，家庭是他制定的第一个人际关系。
And we must understand how to keep that relationship going.
那么我们就需要维持来经营这种人际关系的进行。
First, we must recognize that when we choose a mate, we are committed to make that marriage work.
首先是你自己愿意选择的配偶对象之后呢，那么你就有责任要让这个婚姻关系进行得很好。
We're different. Husband and wife is usually very different from one another.
丈夫妻子通常彼此都不一样的。
They may come from different backgrounds.
从不同的背景而来。
Their home rules were not the same.
家庭的一些成规也不同。
They may not see and view things alike.
看法也不同。
So therefore, it's going to take a commitment of each of them that they say that their marriage will work.
所以呢，我们必须要借着我们的志愿，我们要有这样的委身，愿意决定说我要让我的婚姻关系更好。
One of the things that we have to build this commitment with is trust.
首先你要建立信任这样的关系。
We must learn to trust one another.
一定要彼此信任。
We must always be truthful with one another.
而且要彼此忠实忠诚。
We must always be faithful to one another.
对彼此都要很忠心很信实。
Having the other woman or the other man brings heartache and sorrow.
对于外面的男人或女人的外遇呢，只有带来家庭的破碎跟一些伤痛。
And for the moment of the passion of pleasure, it is not worth what it does to wreck a marriage.
那么所谓的这种热情或爱情的这种热度呢，事实上对于婚姻本身是没有太多的管用的。
It's so wonderful to know that I can trust my wife or my husband in any situation.
而是在任何的情况任何的情境我都可以信任我的先生或我的太太才是最重要的。
There must be a unity of purpose in the marriage.
婚姻里面要有彼此的联合合一的一个目标。
United in the goals that you want for your family.
你们要的目标要有一个合一的看法。
A house divided and pulled apart can never be a house that will succeed.
一个家庭如果大家各有各的想法的话，是成不了什么事情的。
And so therefore you must have communication with each other.
所以彼此要沟通。
This is one of the areas that is the greatest pitfall.
那这是很重要，最重要的。
They lose the ability to communicate with one another.
那么沟通也是常常是家庭里面一个最大的漏洞，常常会失去彼此的交谈沟通。
Oh yes, they may talk on the surface.
或许表面上谈几句话。
But never speaking intimately and understanding one another.
但是却没有更进一步彼此了解的谈话。
We always have differences.
彼此都有不同的地方。
But it's the couple that can sit down and talk about these and understand the differences.
夫妻自己呢，要能够对于事情的不同，彼此都有一种了解跟接纳。
It's when a husband can say, "You don't know how you hurt me when you're constantly telling me I don't do this or I should do that."
那么先生可以对太太说呢，你晓得吗？你每一次在指责我不做这个不做那个时候，对我有一种伤害。
And a wife that can say to her husband, "I feel like you neglect me. You never really talk to me. You just go your own way."
太太也可以跟先生说呢，我的感觉是你好像都很忽略我，你只是做你自己的事情，都不管我。
And when you begin to understand these things together, you can begin to work them out.
所以讲出来就让对方了解自己在想什么，然后一起来处理这些问题。
No matter how hard it is.Learn to communicate with one another.
不管多难，一定要讲出来，彼此沟通。
If it's no more than 10 minutes at the end of the day when you can sit down and talk to each other from your heart.
即使是在一个晚上，一天下来，晚上的时候，十分钟就好了，可彼此呢，谈谈心里的感受。
Love is a caring relationship.
爱是一种关怀。
You really care about one another.
你对对方在意，对对方关心。
You care what hurts the other person.
你对于对方心里面的难过，你实在是很关心。
You become watchful of their needs that they have.
你对于对方的需要也很细心的观察到。
Oh, you say this is too hard.
或许你说这个很难吧。
But the reward of it, my friend, of building a beautiful marriage, lasts.The rest of your life.
但是如果你愿意这样努力的话，对于你婚姻的维护，它是持续到很久的。
Actually, the family was the first dependent relationship.
夫妻关系、婚姻关系也是一种彼此互相依靠、依存的一种关系。
When we depend on one another, we cling to one another.
当我们可以互相依赖的时候。彼此是紧紧连接在一起的。
And in this dependence, we learn to care for one another.
从这种彼此的依赖，就学习到怎么样对对方关怀。
The first priority in a marriage is the relationship between the husband and wife.
婚姻的首要、最重要的就是夫妻的亲密的关系。
It is not between you and the child.
而不是亲子父母跟子女的关系。
Do you know that your children find security when they see that mom and dad cares for each other?
当孩子们看到父母亲彼此很亲近，彼此关系很好的时候，带给孩子一个很大的安全感。
Do you know how children fear when they see bitterness and anger and fussing with one another?
当孩子们看到父母自己冲突很大、争执、关系不好的时候，你知道他们的感受如何吗
？It hurts them.
他们心里是很难过的。
It makes scars on them.
心里会存着一些疤痕的。
And that's why, if you must disagree, do it alone, not in front of your children.
如果万一夫妻父母之间呢有一些不同意的话，最好是离开孩子们，在不要在孩子们面前来争执。
Someday your children are going to get married and leave home.
有一天你的孩子也要离开你而结婚。
The relationship you have built between the husband and the wife is what's going to last.
而你跟你先生或你跟你太太的关系是要存到一辈子的。
And the last years of your life can be happy years.
好在你的晚年的时候成为很快乐的晚年。
Years when you can communicate.And you be companions to one another.
而是彼此可以谈心交谈，彼此为伴的。
All relationships in a family is subject to the father and mother.
所以所有家庭的关系重点都是在爸爸跟妈妈夫妻的关系。
And when your children see this, your children will feel safe.
孩子他们如果看到了他们会感受到他们是安全的
Remember the one who ordained marriage is the one who can help you to keep your marriage together.
也不要忘记那一位设立婚姻关系、家庭关系的神，也是那一位可以帮助你啊，让你的关系和好或者是亲密的神。
God is your helper.
他神是你的帮助者。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。